The Franchise Geeks presents Social Geek Radio. I am your host and social media consigliere, Jack Munson. Today's episode is brought to you by Social Joey and Franchise Dictionary Magazine. How you doing, geeks? Today we're going to continue our series on marketing and technology trends for 2019. But first, a quick favor. If you like what you're hearing here at Social Geek Radio and you like what we're doing, please go over to the iTunes store and leave us a review and be sure to tell a friend about us. We would appreciate it. Okay, today's guest is Jam Hashmi, CEO of FranchiseSoft, a franchise management software company. And Jam has been a great guest in the past, and we welcome him back to Social Geek Radio today. Hey, Jam.
Thanks, Jack. Great to be here.
So you work with a lot of franchise brands in the U.S., Canada, all over the place. What's the biggest technology challenge that you see these brands facing every day these days?
It's a great question. I mean, we're fortunate that our agency touches about 100 different franchisors across multiple verticals, mainly in the U.S. and some in Canada. And one of the common things that I seem to find is that a lot of franchisors are still working in archaic systems and are a bit resistant to change. I mean, imagine a franchise brand having 300 plus locations, stores, physical stores, still utilizing Excel sheets to track their leads. And it's partly because I guess they're used to doing things a certain way. There's a little bit of hesitation to change, and they just don't go out there and utilize automation specifically for the franchise sales process, whether it be automation on the marketing front or AI and chatbots or even something as basic as a customer relationship management tool that can automate a lot of tedious tasks of managing multiple contacts and moving them through the sales process. They're just not there. And part of that is just because of that resistance to change that they have.
And has it been a resistance to change for a long time, or is this something that's been that's pretty recent just due to, technology just advancing so quickly, they're just not keeping up? Where do you see the initial problem with resisting change?
I think because that technology is moving so rapidly, things that were working 12 months ago are perhaps obsolete or no longer working today. And that just makes the pace of change so rapid that rather than try to go out there and do something that may or may not be, a big hit 6 months from now, people just refrain and they opt out and not do anything. So I think you're right in that the pace of change is so rapid, and that's probably one of the reasons that people are not going out there and engaging as much in that change.
Yeah, I guess I could see that where probably their biggest problem with making a change is, well, this is all going to change again 18 months from now, so why should we invest in everything now? But when really, if they keep going down the road, it means less huge checks that they're going to have to write 2 or 3 years from now, I would imagine. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
You mentioned growing sales through automation and maybe a few other things. Tell me about that. How can automation and other types of new technologies help grow sales?
There's three main areas. They say a dollar saved at the bottom line is something like $7 equivalent to $7 that you may earn at the top line. So you've got to go out there and really, figure out how you can save costs on the bottom line. And one of the ways in which you can help grow sales on the top line is by reducing your HR costs. It's a big expense for any company. Introducing technology allows you to go out there and reduce the amount of money that you're spending just having people that are manually doing some of those tasks. It also increases capacity. So whereas you needed 5 people to follow up with your leads that are coming in to impact your sales, now you can maybe have 3 people doing it, but they're doing the work of 10 people. Mm-hmm. So you're not only reducing the cost on the HR side, but you're improving the capacity, the ability for those individuals to go out there and do more. I don't have to right now remember every password that I ever created. I use a tool that goes out there and essentially allows me to remember 100, 1,000 more passwords than I ever could remember through my mind. So increasing the capacity is another way that we find that, you know, technology can help improve sales. And it gives visibility and transparency, right? Every Zor that we're working with has a finite budget. Nobody ever approaches me and says, Jam, we have an unlimited amount of dollars to spend. What do you recommend?
Here's a blank check. So let's go.
Exactly. So they always come with a finite budget. And without having a level of business intelligence, they are unable to go out there and make smart marketing decisions. And so if, you know, if they're doing 10 things from a lead gen perspective, if they're going out there doing 10 things to drive sales without having technology that can allow them to track metrics that give them business intelligence, they don't know how to reroute money to spend more on the things that are working and less on the things that are not working. So if you knew that out of your 10 things, you know, one of those or two of those things had the best ROI, you may very well be able to go out there, invest more money and improve sales and redirect money from other parts that are not necessarily working. And lastly, technology caters to candidates or consumers on the platforms they want to engage on and on the device that they want to engage on. This is so important, right? Don't force people to do business the way you want them to do business with you. Rather, make yourself available and malleable enough to do business in the way they want to do business with you. So if they want to communicate with you a certain way, be active in that way of communication. If they want to go out there and engage you on a certain channel or a certain device, make sure your stuff is compatible with that channel or that device, because all of that helps you. It helps you because it makes it easy for people to do business with you, and that helps grow sales.
Yeah, and I could see a lot of people who don't want to communicate, let's say via text or via LinkedIn messaging or you know, whatever the preference is, and if your company is not available on any of those channels, those people are not going to change their habits and change the way they communicate just to please your sales team. So
And to add to that, I mean, think about this. Just because you're not on a particular social channel, the conversation about your brand may very well be occurring on that social channel with you or without you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's always better to control the narrative, right? It's always better to have a foothold in there where you can go out there and speak to your brand rather than necessarily just having someone else who may not have the complete story be sharing your story on this.
Yeah, I recently heard of a couple of franchise brands, who I won't name, here publicly anyway, who were shutting down some Facebook groups that some of their franchisees had been communicating on because they didn't want them to communicate. And I said, wouldn't you like to be part of that conversation? Because they're going to have that conversation whether you're there or not. And I think you'd rather have it on your playing field or at least be able to listen to what they're saying. So, the other thing that you mentioned that really struck me as one of the ways technology can help grow a company is you mentioned through HR. It's funny that we see this now as a technology challenge, but really the biggest challenge that I hear from every brand out there right now is hiring enough of the right people. Fortunately the economy is doing well and, you know, there's lots of opportunities out there. So it's tough for a lot of people to have the right staff in place in operations and marketing and all of these other parts of a franchise system. So it's interesting that the biggest business challenge is also the biggest technology challenge, and it's all in the form of people.
Absolutely. And today, skill sets that you need may not even, or tomorrow, the skill sets that you'll need, you may not even realize what those are.
Yeah.
Because those may be new skill sets that don't exist. You know, several years ago, if you were to talk to someone and said, you know, they were talking about, well, we're hiring a social media manager. Maybe that job didn't even exist. And, you know, nowadays I was reading the average social media manager's job is like $80,000 a year.
Oh, yeah.
In parts of the U.S. So, I mean, this has become a very significant role that didn't exist a decade ago that didn't get any prominence a decade ago. And now it's really part of every business's HR strategy.
Yeah. And if they don't have someone good in-house that they can afford, because like you said, you know, this used to be an internship role even 5 years ago, right? Now it's now it's a pretty sought after position for someone who's good. And if they don't have that person, then they're going to need to outsource it somewhere. So yeah, it's
exactly.
The technology and HR issues are definitely coming together here, I think, for 2019. You talked a little bit about CRMs. What are some of the things that you see brands doing that you know, really they're kind of getting it wrong when it comes to using a CRM or some other sort of management software or company?
You know, a lot of CEOs that I've spoken to are guilty of having squirrel syndrome, right? The next shiny object, we need to implement this yesterday and we need everyone to get on board with this.
Yeah.
And the biggest, and I'll tell you, a lot of franchisors, what they get wrong when they come to look at a CRM for their franchise sales, or maybe even a CRM for their franchisees. I mean, you know, we do both. So we see it on both sides of the house. Is that they lack actually a proper system. You actually need a proper system on your side, like I'm meaning in your company, with processes and some level of standardized methodology that you can implement inside a CRM. If you are running things haphazardly, shooting from the hip, ready, fire, aim, if you're going out there and you don't have a sales process and it changes from every candidate to, you know, every time a different candidate calls, you've got a different set of emails or a different set of processes that you follow. Without having a core system that actually works, implementing the best CRM in the planet is not going to solve your problem. You really need to invest in understanding how your system's got to be built tight, what things can be standardized, and then utilize the CRM as a tool to take your offline processes and build them into the CRM and automate. So most of the things that people get wrong are not necessarily that they're making wrong decisions on technology, is that they lack systems at the base fundamental level, so that when they implement a CRM, now the CRM is disorganized. Because guess what? They didn't even have a sales process in the first place to start with. So that's something that they're, you know, that I'm finding that people are certainly getting wrong. And really quick, just like I talked about before, catering to people on the devices in the ways they want to be communicated with. People are visual, consumption of YouTube videos all time high. Mm. Everything is moving towards a more visual self-serve experience. How has your franchise sales process changed from 10 years ago when you were going out there and hiding a lot of information behind the closed door saying, send me your financials before I tell you about anything about our company? Now people are, you know, using things like a virtual brochure or a candidate portal. We call it the Applicant Learning Center on our side, a great visual aid, providing information in the way that customers want to receive it in today's day and age. And then, of course, tracking a layer of metrics, that data layer, always underlying everything that we do, that captures what your candidates are spending time on, what they're interested in, so that when you need to make that marketing decision 2 years from now, you've got that data and that trend analysis to help you make that right decision.
You know, I love all of those points, but especially the idea of having your process or your program down solid in place, and it's something that is working before you apply technology, because the technology is, like you said, it's a tool. It's just going to amplify or automate or whatever the case may be. There's so many tech guys out there. I have to tell you, Jam, there's so many tech guys out there that, you know, they're selling technology as just this, you know, magic silver bullet that just apply this technology and everything will be fixed. And I think it goes a lot deeper than that. So let's talk a little bit about 2019. What do you see coming down the pipeline at us that every CEO out there should be aware of?
I'll tell you, one of the things that I think that we should always be eyes wide open on, and sometimes, you know, it comes down to where you want to spend your dollars, right? Don't underestimate the power of technology. And I know most people don't, but there are still our CEOs that are kind of stuck in their old way of doing things. And therefore, they make decisions on investing in technology with the short term in mind.
Yeah.
For example, there may be a cost of overhauling your accounting system to, you know, to do things that's more in line with 2018. You know, maybe you were back on some Excel spreadsheet style thing 10 years ago and it was working great for you, but today you've got to go things and get financial data in real time. So that's going to require a big investment up front. If you're going to go out there and do the same on your franchise sales process, there's going to be an investment up front. And so a lot of CEOs are like, well, you know, we didn't really budget for this because this year's budget or next year's budget, it's you know, it's a little tight and we may want to stinge on investing in technology. This may be a 2020 or 2021 initiative. What you're doing is your opportunity cost of not having that technology system in place today is going to cost you way more than the upfront, maybe setup costs or whatever there are to get that technology in place today. So make the technology buying decision with a long play in mind. Don't do it because it's a little expensive for the next six months. Think about the cost savings for the next 6 years when you're making that decision.
Yeah, and I love that idea too of thinking about the opportunity lost in the year 2019 if you don't start something today. If you put it off another year, that could be a whole nother group of customers or candidates or someone else that you're going to miss out on over the next year or so. That's great. Absolutely. Advice. Anything else tech-wise coming down the road that any operators should really be preparing for or maybe setting aside a little budget for or at least exploring with some experts to see if it's something that's going to hit them or not?
You know, I sit on the board of a company that's in the IT space. It's a Canadian company. They just did a pretty large acquisition. It was kind of all over the PR newswire. And these guys are in the tech business and they provide support, help desk support. When you call in, you're like, hey, my device isn't working. These are the guys that provide that support. And so one of the things that they're heavily investing in the conversations at the board level are how is AI going to change the level of support or communication that we provide to our existing customers? So something to keep in mind that's coming down the pipe and that you should start looking at is how can I put in something to do with artificial intelligence, chatbots, they call them virtual agents,
right,
that can go out there and be my first line of communication. Because a lot of people are, you know, they may or may not even realize, but a lot of the interactions that they're doing with the online chatting, maybe when they're talking to a support rep at a company, a lot of that is actually automated.
Oh, yeah.
It's using big data and they don't realize it because, you know, it's designed pretty good. The interface is pretty tight. The answers are, you know, they make sense to a human reading them. So I'd say think about how you can take some of that frontline communication support work and look to see how you can utilize something like artificial intelligence to replace something on that front end and redeploy those HR resources into other areas that may require more of the human intervention.
Excellent. Thank you so much for that. Quick note, today's episode of Social Geek Radio has been brought to you by Franchise Dictionary Magazine. The December issue is still available, featuring 100 brands that are making a difference. The Game Changer issue is available online right now for free at franchisedictionarymagazine.com. We've been speaking with Jam Hashmi, CEO of FranchiseSoft. Jam, if our listeners have any follow-up questions for you, where is the best place to connect?
You can absolutely reach me on LinkedIn. You can, you know, follow our company on Facebook, on Instagram. We are accessible. We're easy to do business with, as I talked about earlier.
Excellent. Thanks so much. We look forward to catching up with you again soon, and I'll see you in 2019, my friend.
Thanks so much, Jack. Have a great one.
All right. Thank you, and thanks for listening, everybody. Good night.
Thanks for listening to Social Geek Radio. Copyright 2018 Social Geek Radio.